Joshua Day, the Tearaway, North West London. Fourth day, Chol HaMoed Pesach, Tuesday, 20th of Nisan, 11th of April, Abochor of Paul Hackenbrock, the Battle of Chomets. This week's Torah is sponsored by Nishmas, the name is Richard Kaufman, Rabbi Yaakov, Ben, Rabbi Naftali, the Chorin of Rachel.
Good morning. I'd like to start by thanking Torah. Thank you very much to Mr. Itzkowitz for asking me to speak here. And Shkosh for the program. I always enjoy coming to Rimbe Azmanim. I'd like to dedicate the shir as a refuah shleima for my Rebbe, Rav Zero Ben Kela, Soshach Ali Yisrael, and Le'ili Nishmas, the people who were nifta in the terrible tragedy this past week. The pasuk says, "Shivas yomim techelu, shivas yomim matzeh techelu, ach b'yom rishon tashpisas o'am mivatech." And we understand that the word rishon refers to before Pesach, i.e., not dafka the first of Nisan, before Pesach, the day before Pesach. The Sefer HaChinuch brings this down as the ninth mitzvah and explains that there's a chiyuv min haTorah to remove all chometz from our dwelling places on the 14th of Nisan. Minchas Chinuch declares how this mitzvah saseh is meant to be fulfilled. The first sad he brings down is that it works as a shev v'al taisa. This means that you need to have a mitzius of no chometz in your possession when Chatzos arrives on the 14th of Nisan. And therefore, if one has chometz in his possession, then this aseh is mechayiv you to remove it. However, if you have a brand new house with no chometz or whatever it is, then there's no chiyuv to put chometz in the house in order to remove it and fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore, if you're not over on the chiyuv, if you're not over on the lav of Bali Ro of the Bali Motzei, you automatically will fulfill this assay of Tishbos. However, if one is over on the Lois assay, you're also going to be over on this assay of Tishbos. This is similar to the mitzvah of Shabbosoin by Shabbos, where there's a Lois assay of Lois assay by Melacha, and we also have an assay of Shabbosoin, which works through a Sheval Taisa. And how do we fulfill it? By refraining from Melacha. So too over there by Shabbos. If you're Chas V'Shalom over and do a Melacha, then you're over not only on the Lav of Lois Asa by Melacha, you're also over on the Aseh. And if you're not over on the Lav, then you fulfill the Aseh of Shabbosin by Shabbos. Now if we say this Aseh works through a Shev Al Taisa, then there are several Nafkaminas come out. The first Nafkamina is, you automatically fulfill the mitzvah if your property is chometz free. Therefore, one doesn't need to actively put chometz in his property in order to fulfill the mitzvah by removing it. Rather, as long as the property is chometz free, you fulfill the mitzvah. Additionally, if one wanted to get rid of his chometz, he's got a house which is full of chometz, and somebody jumps in and does the mitzvah, seemingly does the mitzvah for him, and cleans his entire house, gets rid of all the chometz in his house, then that is not, that we wouldn't charge the guy a knas for preventing me doing my mitzvah of cleaning out the chometz. Why is this? Because, the Shulchan Aruch brings down a Chosh Mishpat, Simon Shinhei Beis, Shinpei Beis, an example of where a person has to do a Kisei Adam, and his friend jumps in and does Kisei Adam for him, thereby preventing him being yotzei to the mitzvah himself by doing Kisei Adam. Then there's a knas. The Shulchan Aruch says that there's a knas. He's chayv to pay a knas because he's prevented his friend doing this mitzvah. And therefore, if we say this mitzvah of Tashbisu is a Shev Val Taisa, if your friend jumps in and does and cleans out the house for you, he hasn't taken the mitzvah from you. Why? Because there's no mitzvah to actively clear out the chometz. Therefore, all he's done is created a matzias where there's no chometz in the house. And automatically comes the Zman, 14th of Pesach, 14th of Nisan, at Chatzos, the Baal HaBayis will be yotzei his mitzvah and not the guy who cleans out the house. That's the first ad, which is a Shavuot Taisa. The second tzad is that the mitzvah of Tishbois works through a Kumva Aseh, a positive mitzvah which requires an action to fulfill it. I.e., how do you fulfill, how you mekayim the mitzvah? By going and actively clearing out the chometz in your house. So therefore, going back to our example of this brand new property which has no chometz inside his house, it's impossible to fulfill the, he won't fulfill the mitzvah clearing out the chometz, unless he goes and deliberately places chometz and then goes and removes it in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Just like by tzitzis, a person can't fulfill your chiyuv tzitzis unless you're wearing a beged of dad kanfos. However, if you're not wearing a beged of dad kanfos, there's no chiyuv to go put on a beged of dad kanfos in order to be mechayev yourself in tzitzis. So to hear, it's not that you'd be over an aseh if you've got a brand new property which doesn't have any chometz in it, rather you miss out on your opportunity to fulfill this aseh. And the nafka minna, if we say that to kumva aseh, is going back to our example of the guy who kindly goes into your house and removes all the chometz for you. In this case, if we say it is a kumva aseh, then the guy who clears out all the chometz will be chayav a knas. Why is that? Because he's, so to speak, stolen the mitzvah from him. He's done the action of clearing out all the chometz, which is the way to be mechayev the mitzvah. And therefore, you're mechayev a knas. The other nafka minna, which is, if one realizes he has chometz in his house on Pesach, chas v'shalom, and he goes, and the way he decides to do beer is not by burning it, he goes and decides to eat the chometz in order to destroy it, chas v'shalom. Then, if tashbisu is a kumva aseh, what he's effectively done is a mitzvah bo ba'aveir, because in order to fulfill the mitzvah of clearing out the chometz, he's eaten it, which is an issur d'oraisa. Therefore, according to those who hold mitzvah bo ba'aveira minatera lo yotza, he's not been yotze his mitzvah, because the action of the mitzvah only happened through an avera. However, if we say that it's a sheva al taisa, since the mitzvah isn't to do an action, rather it's to have a metzias of no chometz in your house, and how are you fulfilling the mitzvah? Not by doing anything, but rather having a metzias of no chometz. Therefore, even if you go and eat the chometz, and you've done this terrible avera, lemaisa, at the end of the day, the property is got a metzias of chometz free. And therefore, you're still yotzi your mitzvah of tashbisu, even though the metzias came about through his avera. A third nafka minna is whether or not the mitzvah has to be done bizmano. If we say that the mitzvah is a kumva aseh, we know that a kumva aseh has to be done bizmano. Why is this? For example, if I go take luluf today, I haven't fulfilled my mitzvah of luluf for sukkos. The mitzvah of luluf has to be done on sukkos. So therefore, a kumva aseh can only be fulfilled bizmano. You can only fulfill the mitzvah of clearing out the chometz at the achiyuv, which is the Torah teaches us that it's chatzos. However, if we say that it's a sheva al taisa, then you can clear out your chometz whenever you want. You can start clearing out the chometz from sukkos whenever. You'll still be mekayim the mitzvah if your property is chometz free on the 14th of Nisan, because the mitzvah is to have a mitzias of chometz free, as we said, rather than actually doing an action of clearing out. So those are the two stodim and the nafka minas. Either it's a sheval taisa or it's a kumvase. Now the Mechas Chinuch goes on to bring proofs that tashbisu works as a sheval taisa. The first proof he brings is from the Mechaber, the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch writes about somebody who's going on a journey. If somebody goes on a journey, the Sefer HaChinuch says that he has to perform this mitzvah of tashbisu prior to leaving in order to be mekayem the mitzvah. Now, if we're going to learn that the mitzvah of tashbisu works as a kumva aseh, then why does he have to be mekayem the mitzvah before he leaves? There's no point. We said already, the only way you can fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu, if it's a kumva aseh, if it's done bizmano. So if you do it a week in advance when you leave, it doesn't achieve anything. Elomai, from the fact that the Sefer HaChinuch says that he has to be mekayem the mitzvah before he leaves, it must be that the Sefer HaChinuch learns that it's working as a sheva al taisa, and when he cleans the chometz, that's not when he is mekayem the mitzvah. Rather, a week later, whenever it is, when the 14th of Adar, 14th of Nisan comes, and his property is chometz free, that's when he's mekayem the mitzvah. That's the first riot, that Tashbisu works as a sheva al taisa. The second riot is also from the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that Noshim are obligated in the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Now, we all know that women are not obligated in mitzvah se she hazman grom. And that's if it's a kumbah se. No, they're not obligated in mitzvah se she hazman grom, for example, tefillin. However, we have another raya that the Mechab... Therefore, the fact that the Sefer HaChinuch says that that women are obligated in this mitzvah, even though it's a mitzvah se she hazman grom, Elamai, he holds, it's a sheva al taisa. Why? Because we know women are only obligated in mitzvah se she hazman grom if it's a sheva al taisa, for example, Yom Tov or Shabbos. And therefore, from the fact that he says women are also obligated in this mitzvah se she hazman grom of Tashbisu, it must be that he learns that it's a sheva al taisa. Another nafkamin of saying that Tashbisu works as a sheva al taisa is whether or not one would need kavana when doing the mitzvah. According to the Ma'an d'Omer, mitzvah shichas kavana. Since you're not doing an action, if you say it's sheva al taisa, rather you're just enabling a metzias, therefore kavana isn't shaykh, because at the time when you do your action of cleaning out, nothing is happening. It only happens when the house is clean at the time when the chiv occurs. Therefore, if you say it's a sheva al taisa, when you clean out your house for chometz, there's no obligation to have any sort of kavon, because you're just doing a clean. However, if we say it's a kumva asei, and you're going to clean out your house on Erev Pesach, then you're going to have kavon. According to the Ma'an d'Omer, who says mitzvah shichas kavon. A third raya, the Mechas Chinuch brings a third raya, that this mitzvah works as a sheva al taisa. This is from the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchus Hashposas Chometz, Halach Aleph. Hamitzah say sheyashpes kodim zman issa achilosoi. The mitzah say is that you should destroy it before the issa achilo. Now, we brought nafkumina that if you say this mitzah is a sheva al taisa, then it doesn't have to be done bismano. And if you say that the mitzvah works, the Kumbah Aseh, it does have to do bizman. Now, given that the Rambam says the mitzvah Aseh is to do it kodim zman achilosoi, not bizman that the Torah says when it's got to be done, which is chatzos, and he says it's before, there's no specific time, Elomah, you can clear out your house whenever you want, there's no fixed time, and it works to a sheva al taisa, when the chiyuv comes of Tashbisu on Erev Pesach, the mitzvah is automatically fulfilled. So we have a clear riot from the Rambam that he holds Sheva al Taisa. However, given even though we've got these three riots, we've got a Gemara on Dalad on Beis in Pesachim, which asks the following question. The Gemara asks, how do we know that after the sixth hour on Erev Pesach, it's osa to eat chometz? Abai answers the question with two psukim. The first pasuk he brings is Shivas Yom Sa'ala Yimotzi Bevotechem. That's that for all 7 days, you can't have any chometz at all in your house. He brings a second raya. The second raya is another pasuk, the pasuk which we learned the chiyuv of Tashbisu from. The pasuk is Ach Ba'yom Arishin Tashbisu Sa'ala Mevotechem, which says that at some time on this first day, on the 14th of Nisan, you have to destroy the chometz. So we all know that in order to destroy chometz, you've got to have chometz in order to destroy it. So seemingly the two psukim are a contradiction, are a stira, which the Gemara actually asks, why the two psukim is stir? Because on the one hand, the pasuk says, for all 7 days, you can't have any chometz in your property. On the other hand, the next pasuk says that you've got to destroy the chometz, tashbisu sa'ami batechem, ach ba'yem arishim. So, the two psukim are stir, which the Gemara asks. Now, leaving the Gemara's answer aside for a second, if we go back to the two tzedakim which we were clearing, either it's a sheva al taisa, or it's a kumva aseh, if we're going to go down the tzad, which the Minchas Chinuch seems to be pushing, which is the sheva al taisa, then the question of the Gemara doesn't start. Why? Because if it is that it's a sheva al taisa, then there's no stir in the two psukim, because you don't need to own the chometz on Erev Pesach in order to destroy it. Rather, you can destroy the chometz a while in advance, and automatically you'll be mekayim this mitzvah of tishbaisu when it comes the time to be mekayim the mitzvah. Automatically you'll be mekayim the mitzvah. Therefore, there's no stir in the two psukim, because you won't own chometz in those 7 days, and also you'll be mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu. So therefore, we've got a clear raya, faket, to what we've been saying, that that comes out from the Gemara, which Abaya brings these two psukim, comes out from Abaya, that how does this mitzvah work? It doesn't work as a sheval taisa, rather it works as a kumvase. However, the Mechasuna goes on to answer this Gemara up by saying that all the other Tanoim and Amoraim argue on Abaya and learn out from another Makar, not from Pshuta Shemikra like Abaya. And therefore, it's possible to say they would argue with Abaya on this point, and there'd be a machlokes Amoraim whether or not it works through Sheval Taisa or works through Kumvase. And therefore, this raya of Abaya of these two psukim, this raya which seems to say that Abaya holds Kumvase, isn't so shver because we can go like the other Amoraim. So to conclude this point, all of the Tanoim and Amoraim, or except for Abaya, learn that it works as a Sheval Taisa. And it's also Mukach from the Rambam, which he brought, that it works as a Sheval Taisa. And therefore, if one has chometz on Pesach and destroys it in any way, even eating it, he's fulfilled this mitzvah. In addition, if another guy comes along and grabs this mitzvah, he's not mechayev to pay a knas.
Yes, they are. Yeah, the free, yeah? Yes.